In Colombia today, the government and the Marxist rebel group known as the FARC will sign a peace accord. The deal's designed to end a 50-year conflict that's killed more than 220,000 people and displaced millions more. Joining us now is Cynthia Arnson. She's director of the Latin American program at the Woodrow Wilson Center. She was invited to today's signing ceremony by Colombia's president, Juan Manuel Santos, and she's on Skype now from Cartagena. Cynthia, welcome.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
Sure. Well, it is a big day. What's the feeling there in Cartagena?
Well, right now, it's actually what strikes the person coming in is how hot and humid it is. The downtown area, especially the historic old center of the city, has been largely blocked off to traffic. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of visiting dignitaries. I saw Kofi Annan yesterday in the lobby of one of the major hotels. But in general, there's still a sense of anticipation.
Yeah, well, anticipation, because this is a big deal. The conflict goes back more than 50 years. Could you just spend a little bit of time reminding us the roots of this conflict? It got started during the Cold War.
It's a conflict, an armed conflict that has lasted over half a century, 52 years. And the FARC has been the largest and most violent and powerful guerrilla army in Colombia, if not in all of Latin America. And there is still a small guerrilla group, the National Liberation Army, that continues to be active. But there have been peace processes in Colombia going back to the 1980s. And the FARC was always the group that held out and became more and more powerful, especially as it earned money from the drug trade. So making peace with the FARC is a really big deal. And it's mostly a big deal for people in rural areas in Colombia that have, throughout the years of this war, really borne the brunt of the conflict. So public opinion in the cities is all over the map. There are a lot of people that are very unhappy with the provisions, but the people who have been most affected by the conflict seem to be overwhelmingly supportive.
Well, let's talk about the provisions of the agreement, because President Santos spoke to the BBC over the weekend, and he was responding to criticism that the agreement actually lets the FARC off the hook and dismisses some of the terrible things that the group has done over the years. Here's what President Santos said.
We put the victims for the first time in any armed conflict at the center of the solution, their rights, the rights of the victims. We have more than 8 million victims. We have already repaired more than 600,000 victims.
Cynthia, what are the terms of this agreement?
Well, I think that one of the most controversial provisions is the one dealing with what's called transitional justice, with the kinds of penalties that guerrilla commanders that have committed terrible violations of international humanitarian law, terrible abuses against the civilian population. What is the process for reviewing those cases and meting out punishment? And what has people very upset is that the accord on transitional justice does not contemplate actual jail time if the FARC commanders come forward and confess the full truth. Huh. If they are found to not be telling the truth, they are turned over to the regular justice system and are subject to penalties of up to 20 years. So there is a thirst for people who have committed terrible crimes to be behind bars. As a practical matter in a peace process, it's very difficult to get people to agree to lay down their arms if what you're offering them on the other side is a jail cell.
And the FARC will actually become a recognized political party. But all of this still depends on the Colombian people. They'll have to vote on this next week. Does it look like they're going to support it?
The public opinion polls right now show pretty overwhelming support. There's a combination. There are people who are sort of active supporters, and there are people who are doing what is called in a local saying swallowing frogs, basically holding their noses to be able to vote in favor of the accord.
Well, there is some concern that a peace accord could actually be destabilizing in its own way, because the power structure in rural Colombia will suddenly sort of be upended. And then, you know, this is an area where there is a lot of illicit drug trade that you've mentioned. Is there a chance that the peace could actually make the unrest in Colombia even worse?
I don't think it will make it worse, but it's important to remember that the signing of this peace agreement with the FARC does not mean the end of violence in Colombia. There's some expectation, really, that some elements of the FARC that are not interested in demobilizing, that have become too rich on the drug trade, will simply join these criminal organizations or join the ELN. It would be a mistake to oversell the peace agreement by saying that this is peace in Colombia. This is a partial reduction of violence and the elimination of a very, very important and violent armed actor from the scene. But there is some expectation that not everyone, especially mid-level commanders, not everyone will demobilize as a result of this accord.
Hmm. Well, Cynthia Arnson is director of the Latin American program at the Woodrow Wilson Center, and she's in Cartagena, Colombia, today for the signing of a historic peace agreement between the Colombian government and the FARC rebel group. Important day, big day in Colombia. Cynthia, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.